From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Contagion, panic, capitulation, all words used to describe what happened in the stock market this afternoon. In a matter of minutes, it went from a run-of-the-mill bad day to a stomach-wrenching freefall. At one point this afternoon, the Dow was down nearly 1,000 points before starting an almost equally stunning turnaround. The Dow closed down 348 points on the day. Well, joining us now is NPR's John Itzty. And John, obviously, there are still concerns about the fallout from the Greek debt crisis, but what do you know about what actually happened today?
Well, concern about the Greek crisis is certainly the backdrop. But what happened just after 2:30 Eastern time this afternoon was way out of proportion to that concern. The Dow had been trading at around 250 points down, and then it began to just plummet and fell more than 700 points in 15 minutes. And then in the next 20 minutes, regained almost all of that amount. At this point, it appears some combination of automated sell orders and high-frequency rapid-fire trading are implicated, and possibly human error, a fat-fingered trade, as it's called, someone keying in a big trade on a computer keyboard and accidentally hitting the wrong key. Yeah. CNBC has, in fact, reported that such a trading error occurred at Citigroup, but Citigroup says that's not the cause.
So do we know what might have been the cause triggering all that automated selling that would have caused a plunge of that sort?
Well, the CEO of the New York Stock Exchange, Duncan Niederauer, says that about 2:30 this afternoon, the New York Stock Exchange paused for a few seconds in the trading of three big stocks, Procter & Gamble, Accenture, and 3M. And that's because they had offers to sell at a particular price, but no offer to buy. And what happens when the NYSE pauses is that offer gets kicked off into the electronic trading systems that they have no control over. And apparently, in those systems, a price was made. It looks like P&G sold for $40 instead of $60. Mm-hmm. And then when automated trading systems see that the price of a Dow component has fallen by a third, right, and a couple other stocks fell as well, they kicked in and we had a big drop in the Dow.
Well, 348 points, which is how the market closed today, is still a pretty bad day. It's not a 1,000-point loss. Is there a warning here about the economy and the state of the recovery?
I think it's in the big picture, there's something that's being said here about the economy. I don't think it's saying that the U.S. is going to spike back into a recession, but certainly Europe's growth is going to slow. They're a big part of the world economy, and that means the recovery in the U.S. is likely to slow. That's why investors were selling off U.S. stocks.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
NPR's John Itzty.